Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dream Big Podcast. We're starting season two.
We are. How cool is that? Who knew we'd even be around?
Who knew? Dream Big Podcast with Bob Goff and friends. This is your co-host, Scott Schimmel. I'm so excited for season two.
Yeah, this is going to be good. We kind of took a little break and caught our breath, and I hope that if you're listening, you did as well. And having taken a deep breath, now it's time to, having been fully oxygenated, go do something. And that's the whole idea behind moving from just thinking about something to releasing it into the world. And so we brought some great people together, and we can't wait for you to hear from them.
Well, let's take a step back, because this is all about the Dream Big framework. And last season, if you were tracking with us, and you can certainly go back and listen to all the episodes, we actually worked through the seven steps of the seven-part Dream Big framework part by part. We're not going to do that this season. We'll talk about this season in a minute, but let's review the Dream Big framework first. Where does it all start? And let me ask you this. I don't think we've talked about this ever in the podcast, but where did this all start for you? What's the driving force for you around the Dream Big framework? What led you to even creating this in the first place?
Yeah, faith has always been a really important thing to me ever since high school. And I think that a lot of people are trying to navigate their lives, as we all are, express their faith. But sometimes it's hard to move from the things that you believe to the things that you do. So you have people that have a lot of belief systems, but they don't actually get out to rolling them out. And I think that's where I've actually learned the most about my faith, is while I was actually doing something. And so that was the genesis of saying, let's talk about how we could roll out people's ambitions. And we came up with a framework of seven things. You could have eight or six, but we came through some things, kind of like coat hangers in a closet to hang some of these ideas on. And they are all pointed towards one thing, that you'll move it from your head to the streets, that you'll actually put wheels on your idea and say, what are the next steps to get there?
Because you saw and see so many people get stuck in that head part.
Yeah. And what's really been fun, there's over a million downloads the first season. And I got a whole bunch of phone calls from people who are moving forward with difficult things, whether they've been relationships that have been difficult. They had a beautiful ambition for what it might be, and they actually got there. They had a business they wanted to start, and they got there. They had a dream or an ambition for their family, and they just put wheels on it. They got in the station wagon, started driving. You know, so that is beautiful. And that's the thing. All of us have ambitions. We have this thing in common. Yeah. All of us don't do something about our ambitions because we develop these beliefs. We've referred to them in some of our episodes as limiting beliefs. So we have this thing that, well, that actually is something that's not available to me.
Yeah.
And I would ask, perhaps it isn't, because I'm not going to be walking in space anytime soon. But there are many things that are available to you. Mm-hmm. And so you have to ask the question, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And why is it that I'm not taking the next step?
Well, even underneath that, what you're talking about is there's a sense of deeper belief that you held, that people get stuck in their head and therefore they need to be released. And there's a framework that you can walk through. I think in many ways, what we need to do is we explore our big dreams. I know for me, I've done a lot of reflection on what is most deeply important to me. You might even call them core values. What really deeply drives me to do what I do? Before we even create our dreams or define our dreams or set absurd expectations, as you're listening to this, what drives you? What really deeply bothers you? What is this something that you want to fix or solve? What is it?
Yeah, and it would be a passion, not just an interest. It would be something that gets you out of bed in the morning. It's something that you're constantly thinking about. You're spinning that puzzle piece in your mind. That might be one of your ambitions. And they come, and we've discussed this at some length, in small, medium, and large. Mm-hmm. Some of these ambitions are lifelong dreams that you've pursued. I built a lodge. It's taking me more than one half of my entire life this thing built.
Wow.
Right? So that would be a really big ambition. Yep. Yep. There's other things. I wanted to learn how to skydive. That took 1 minute.
Right. Yeah.
From the plane to the ground. But you could have a little bit of both. So I would say have some of your smaller ambitions, serve some of your media ambitions, have some of those medium-sized ambitions, serve some of your larger ambitions. But I'd have, as the first step, identify what are they? What are the things that light you up? And not just the things that are going to work, but what are the things that are going to last in your life? And so if you say, I really want to be happy. Mm-hmm. That's great. Me too. Yeah. So let's drill down to what does happy look like? Does that right. mean win $1 million? Does that mean give away $2 million? Does that mean some of both?
Yeah. Well, I know for you, family is so important to you. And I'm curious, because you mentioned the lodge. What drives you? What drove you to build that dream in the first place?
I didn't want a big place to put on a postcard. What I wanted is a place where we could have a bunch of shared experiences and that this thing would last. So what I noticed about some families is that they had some places that they went to, some traditions that they had. It had nothing to do with buying a place. You could get a tent for $15 at Target and go camp at the same place.
Yes.
And you'll have some equally awesome traditions.
Right.
So I wanted a place where we could go, and not just for a weekend. We started going for months at a time.
But and together.
So, yes.
Yeah.
And so you'd say, well, I don't have that kind of time off work. Well, I didn't either, so I quit.
Right.
Yeah. So you just say, what do you want? And are you willing to do the things that it's going to take to get what you want?
Yes.
And so those are among the things. What is it going to cost you? And it's going to cost you your comfort. It's going to cost you your convenience. Mm. It's going to cost you some uncertainty.
Yep.
And to get at some of your ambitions, you have to figure out your relationship with ambiguity.
Yeah.
And like ambiguity and I go everywhere together. Everything's ambiguous, right? Which for some people, I've got a couple people I work with where ambiguity is not their friend.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's living your life in a way that doesn't drive everybody else nuts.
Right.
So you can be respectful to the person that you work alongside, the people that you're married to, the people that you're in relationship. Yeah. Just because ambiguity and I hang out all the time, well, they don't always hang out well. Yeah. And so I would say to pursue your ambition in a way that is sensitive to other people's ambitions.
Yeah. Well, I just, what you said was so key. I think that sums up the Dream Big framework in a lot of ways. What do you want? And what are you willing to do to get what you want? That's beautiful. It's so simple.
And what are the things that are getting in your way? And what are the things that are distracting you? Do you know when somebody stands about 6 inches too close?
Yes, a bit of a close talker.
I'm like, oh, heavens, you need two things. You need a tic-tac and you need to take one step back. So one of the things that sometimes we get like so close to our ambitions, we don't see them anymore. Mm-hmm. I would step back, look at your life. If you're stuck in traffic right now, say, what have my big ambitions been? Yep. But it takes that taking a step back to look at it and to say, what are the things that are going to actually outlast me? Mm. And that will give you some clues about the things. And then to say, what's available to me? Where do I have an opportunity?
Yeah.
And you can let opportunities find you and you can go find a couple opportunities. Just let everybody know you go do crazy things. Mm-hmm. Oh, the opportunities will find you.
Yes. Yes. Well, like for you, you had this opportunity to buy a camp.
Yes.
So you bought a camp.
Crazy.
But what?
I don't even know how to make a hot dog. We're buying horses. I don't know what end to put the hay in.
With Bob Goff at camp.
Yeah. So we'll have a fun time, but it'll be total chaos. But hopefully we'll get enough insurance to cover all that. But one of the things that when you're looking for opportunities and it's known that you're a person that acts on those things, it's not just brain candy, you actually do things, then these opportunities will find their way to you. And you can respond. You can put it through the matrix of yourself to say, is this something that's going to be a distraction in my life? Or is this actually something that I want to do? One of my ambitions, for as long as I can remember it, I think I barely knew what girls were, is I wanted to be a grandparent someday. And so I found somebody, I went on a date, we got married. It took longer than this. But Marie and I had some kids, and you know, most of them are married now, and the hope was to be a grandparent. What I wanted to do is stay a little bit closer to home when I became a grandparent. But it happened. Yeah. 10 months ago, I became a granddad, which is just
awesome.
So wonderful. What I intended to do, and see if you're listening, you can relate to this. I was reaching for the brake, but I hit the gas by mistake. I thought I was going to be skid marks to a stop. What ended up happening is I had so many things going that took me away that I thought, wait a second, this is the ambition in part has come true, but must be present to win.
There's a mismatch.
And so I'm like, this stuff I'm figuring out in real time.
Yeah.
Then an opportunity to buy a camp right here comes across.
Right.
I go like, oh, wow. Like, yeah. Actually, there needs to be somebody here
yes.
cutting yeah, yeah. the lawn and there's making the hot dogs. So that is going to bring me closer to home. And so you can actually use some of these ambitions and help them guide you. And don't think you're going to nail this thing. This isn't the Olympics. You aren't just going to do a triple lux and land it and everybody cheers. You're going to land face first a couple of times. You'll make some mistakes. Don't be too hard on yourself when you do, but get your ambition back in mind.
Right.
Share it with a couple of people who won't hold you accountable, that'll just hold you close.
Yep.
And then just keep moving towards it.
Yep.
And then when another opportunity comes across that serves that, then to say, is this working for me? And is it working for the people around me? Is that, are there some limiting beliefs that I have, some fears, some things like, what if it doesn't work? That isn't a fear of mine because
No, clearly.
I try stuff all the time that doesn't work. That's just Tuesday. That doesn't feel like a personal failure.
Right.
It just feels like a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
But if you're listening to this, just say, what's held you back? And what if you just say, I know it's scary, but I've learned that the things that I've spent all of my time avoiding were the very things Jesus said he would use to help me grow. That was the promise of Scripture, that as I
got
less comfortable and took more risks, that those would actually be, whether they were deemed by other people successes or failures, they're actually very empowering because I go, like, I learn more about myself. I learn more about how I respond and react to these circumstances.
Well, back to the camp, what do you hope happens? Obviously people come and it works and it runs, but what's your bigger, like, this is what I want to see happen through this camp?
Oh, I just want people to get better. Whatever it is that they need to work on, that they, and I don't care who it is that comes.
Right.
I just want them to get better at what they want. So there'll be some people available to help them get more focused on that. And we'll just do the laundry and make the food. And my hope is that people can find a quiet place where they can get away from the distractions and they can work on whatever they need to work on, whether that's their marriage, their relationships, their some career planning, whatever it is. It's going to be a great setting. And it's called the Oaks, and it has oak trees everywhere. And it's just
cool.
Gorgeous. One of the things that, and this would be an example of looking for opportunities, I was walking around on the property, and there was, I'm standing on this flat spot, and I'm like, wow, I wonder what this was. And look over the edge, there's a dam there.
What?
A 25-foot dam. Huh. I'm not cussing right now. It's actually just earthen wall. And so 40 years ago, this thing used to be a lake. It had silted in.
No way.
So I thought, well, like with a front end loader and a big excavator,
totally,
we could make that. That thing's almost 30 feet deep now. It's the size of 2 or 3 football fields.
No way.
And so I didn't just walk around and say, well, there's a flat spot. I started asking the reasons, why is it a flat spot? Yeah. And it's in that personal discovery we do. Why are we doing what we're doing? And then I did something about it. Because before it wouldn't hold water. It had silted in. Maybe you had some dream, some ambition that just got kind of covered up. There's no bad guy.
Yep.
And there's no villain. You're not the villain. Nobody else had it in for you. But it just kind of filled up. And I would dig a little deeper. Like I would just say, like, well, let's uncover what's there.
Yep.
And that would be a great way to describe how you pursue an ambition. It started out as a camp. Well, now it's evidently a water park as well. And so see what happens next. Here's the deal about lakes. They leak. Water goes right out the bottom. Yeah. Who knew? And so what it takes is there's this type of clay that you get, and you buy it in like these 1-ton bags, and you put the clay on the bottom of it, and it expands like 10 times its size. Yeah, it comes in these bundles.
No way.
You cannot get water near the clay because it will actually explode because it just expands quickly. Well, that sounds like a huge firecracker to me.
Totally.
I'm like, let's go get some water. So what it's going to take to go after your ambitions is that curiosity to explore how do we deal with a lake that leaks?
Yep.
And the answer is clay that doesn't.
Yeah.
And so I would say, what are some of the strategies that you can use so that you have an ambition, you follow up, and it's just yippee-skippy.
Yeah.
Underneath a layer of enthusiasm is a ton of strategy. And to say, how can we engage this thing in a way that will actually work, something that will literally hold water?
Yeah.
And that's strategy. And so I would say this, dig a little deeper, make the hole, figure out the strategy. How are we going to have an idea that holds some water? And then just delight in the process. This lake has taken a while. I've been working on it for 3 weeks now, which isn't long for making a whole lake, but it's longer than I would rather spend.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So now we're at the tail end. I already got my lake. Interest is waning.
Yes.
I've kind of built my lake. I'm off to the next thing. Don't do that where you just get something 80% of the finish line.
Yep.
Get her done.
Yep.
So the next step,
great.
Get the clay, fill that lake with water, move on to the next thing. And what gets in the way of our ambition sometimes is you get to 80%. And you say, like, all the fun of the pursuit was there. I got a lake. I got bragging rights. I've got a lake. But truth is, I still got an empty lake. And if we could just take one of your ambitions that's 80% of the way, put 20% on top of that, you'd actually have something done.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now you've got a lodge, you've got a grandkid, you've got a camp with half a lake, you've got a podcast, you've got Dream Big workshops coming up. What are you looking forward to this year?
I think this is going to be a year where we move from all the away games to all the home games. Mm. And so the things that have taken me away from where my real long-term desires are, we're kind of pumping the brakes on those.
Yeah.
And so I've surrounded myself with people who help me do that. There's these amazing women that work alongside me, and they've helped me with some of the things that I've said are the important goals to me. And so I would make known what it is that you want to accomplish, understand why you want to accomplish that, and then let a couple people that you trust in on this. You know, I let Sweet Maria in on it. I let these friends at work in on it. And then they helped me get there.
This season, last year, we looked at each framework step by step. This year, we're not doing that. We're looking at bigger themes. We're talking about how do you dream big for your career? How do we dream big for your family, for your kids, for your world, for the neighborhood? We got some great guests coming. I know Henry Cloud's on the show, Kirsten Powers from CNN, Propaganda.
Yes.
You're going on the road, San Quentin,
recording there. Right?
Yeah, talk about that for a sec.
Oh, my. One of the things that it's in Matthew 25, you don't need a Bible verse for everything, but it is helpful to know why you're doing what you're doing. And it said that there's only six things we're talking to Jesus about when we meet him: hungry people, thirsty people, sick people, strange people, naked people, and people in jail. So for this last year or more, we've been teaching a class at San Quentin Prison. And it's just been so great. These guys haven't learned a thing from me, but I just go and learn tons of things. And so we took some of our friends from San Quentin, and they have some just beautiful, unique perspectives to share with you.
Yep.
And as this thing unfolds, we'll let you know how one dream starts feeding another dream, and you find out what their ambitions are and say, like, wow, well, I have an ambition. When are you getting out? And it turns out some of them are. You'd be like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? So are you just talking about it, or are you going to service what you sell?
Yeah.
Because it's easy when it's safe. But what if you say, like, so here's your job? So one of the things one of the things that's going to happen is that you're going to have to move from the theoretical about your ambition to the practical, and it's going to involve some risk. It's going to involve something that'll feel a little bit uncomfortable. But again, those are the places where we grow. And I think what we keep doing, and I've been guilty of doing, is I keep bringing God my successes. And what he really wants is my heart. He wants a heart that's willing to try, a heart that's willing to say, even if this thing fails miserably, I want to fail trying. I don't want to fail watching anymore.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have different guests, different themes each week. Every month, we're still going to be sending out worksheets that you can use to really process some of this stuff on your own. We'll be letting you know about workshops that are coming up that are available for you to sign up for. And we're going to have fun this season.
It's going to be good. And again, we're just having friends on board. If it's not a friend, you're not hearing from them. And so we'll bring people in from various walks of life with different backgrounds, experiences, because they're all people that'll be the ones that have been teaching me the most. And if you're just tuning into this, you can go back to the historical episodes that we have available and talk about the frameworks.
That's right.
These are the things that we do at our live workshops too, but we talk about what are your ambitions or your mm-hmm. absurd expectations. What are opportunities? And we've talked a little bit about that. How do you clear the path? What's mm-hmm. the stuff that's been getting in the way? And then how do you take action? Know that when you take action, there'll be a couple setbacks, but you got to sustain belief. Just got to remind yourself, this is why I went for it. And the last one is to just land the plane.
Yep.
At some point, you got to get the wheels on the ground. Don't stop hovering with this ground effect 10 feet over the ground, but actually get your idea on the ground in a smaller, big way.
Yep. Well, make sure if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, do that. Share this with your friends and give a review. We look forward to conversations with you, Bob, and conversations with our friends. The most frequent questions we hear at Dream Big are actually really simple. The questions are this: how do I do it? How do I focus on my ambitions and bring them to life? How do I reorganize everything and move towards these dreams that are inside me? That's what Dream Big is all about. And we want to give you an actual resource that you can use so that you can move from your ideas and your ambitions to reality. So go to the link in the show notes, download a really simple workbook that you can use today.